Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Colson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to Valley Outdoors, everybody. Glad to have you with us. We got Ava in the house.
Of course. The Don, show doesn't happen without me. Did you know that? I would like everybody to know that.
Wow, that's unfortunate, Don.
That's how we're starting things
off. She is right, you know.
Don't give that. You can't, because then we're...
Oh my gosh, no. You should have saw his face. He was at first like, and he's like, well...
No, Don.
She is right.
I need help.
Yeah.
I need help. Well, Don's obviously here.
Yay!
We're all here, so lots of good stuff coming up. We're going to talk a little bit about the Lake Winnebago spearfishing season that's coming up. Need to get permits for that. Some hunting tactics that you want to think of, kind of out of the box thought processes. And we're going to get this week to coping with lure addiction. We didn't get a chance to do that. So that is a fun little conversation. And we can get that nailed down, Don. You don't have that, do you?
Nope.
Yep. And that is admit to it. All right. I think all of you have that in our listening audience right now. So hang tight. We'll be back right after these words.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together we can make a difference.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world. Whoa.
Good to see you, Donald.
Yeah, it's always good to be seen.
Ava?
We are enjoying some great fall-like weather this weekend, aren't we?
I am pretty happy about that.
Yeah, the colors are really starting to change now.
In this part of the state.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and this is usually when it's time to have the monster wind come through and immediately end
stop
all
it.
The color version
stop
at
it.
All.
Don't even yeah. put that out there.
Actually, I saw some trees recently that are just beautiful.
Oh.
You know, the maples. And so get the camera out and see if we can get a
photo. It's pretty cool. If you haven't been down to the Lake Pepin area, it's something it is pretty cool. The River Drive, if you're heading out in the river to go fishing, and the fishing is just started.
I've heard that in the river.
Walleye fishing is just starting to take off, and I'll be heading out here as soon as we're done taping the show.
Okay.
It's going to be a game on deal, but yeah, as much as I hate to promote that fact that it, when the fishing's going to get more people to go, it is what it is. So it's a good fall bite.
It keeps people interested in the sport.
Oh yeah. No question about it.
That's why
enjoy
people invest in it and their hopes is to have good luck when they go out.
And they will. I know my buddy over at Everett's, Chris Winchester, he's kind of got his finger on that, as well as Denver, who's one of the guides out here as well. They always stay on top
We're
of
talking
fish,
the Mississippi
so.
River here.
Mississippi River, right.
Yep.
The sturgeon are off the charts. The muskie are going up on St. Croix. A buddy of mine went out. He got 4 in one morning.
Wow.
Nothing major. So, you know, 40-inch was the biggest one. But you know what? If you can get four fish, and they were all caught on the eight, on the figure eight,
at
the boat.
Oh, really?
And if that's not a cool bite, I don't know if you've ever watched musky videos. You can kind of get sucked down the rabbit hole because you start looking at them, and you're like, oh, there's a cool one. And then and of course, then your feed starts to change. So you're seeing, which is nothing wrong with it, but... So they had a good time up there. So I think the feedback is starting to
start up,
turn on a little yep. bit. And Jig and Minnow have been the top producer. And it's odd, Don. You know, many years ago, I had worked with Lindy prior to Pradco buying them. And we had done a lot with a bait called the Munchies. It was either a ringworm or a grub. And twister tail, plastic.
Yep.
And ringworms in the river are great on three ways, but we would run them vertical jigging. And we just crushed the fish. And the last 8 to 10 years, can't get that same deal. I run one, every year I start at one, run one grub and one, and I'll run a short shank jig. I run a short VMC jig with a stinger hook. And every year, the last 5-6 years, that minnow, jigging a minnow, absolutely outperforms. It's just the craziest deal. Don't get it. Can't get it. And I can't change colors to make it work. The fish want that jigging a minnow.
Are you talking specifically river, though?
Well,
or anywhere?
Yeah. Talking here, yes, specifically okay. river. And, you know, we may have talked about it, I think, about a month ago or so. We're talking colors that would go away, you know, or you'd be hot on a color like Red Craw.
Yep.
Red Craw, and that worked a lot of places. Then all of a sudden, can't buy it. Can't buy a fish. Can't buy a fish on it.
Yeah, there's no logical reason.
No, except if the fish got conditioned to everybody running Red Craw. That's obviously a distinct possibility. But what does it come down to? You switch up until you find something that works, and then invariably it turned over to Parrot. Parrot was, you know.
Yep, for a few years.
So, and it's still Parrot's hot. Still going.
Yep.
And it's one of the key colors on the jigs. That's why I brought it up. The Parrot color jig and blue and white jig, both. I have them all pre-tied in a tube, and if I break off, I just peel it off, put another one on.
It's just odd to me that a walleye decides to dine on Parrot.
Well, they do like beef, but they don't like their food talking back to them. So apparently, that's why they probably want a Parrot.
I go down the road that these colors are more for the angler than they are for the fish.
You got to put on what's going to work, right, Don? And it comes down to everybody in the boat has some slight different color, and when you do that, and one starts dominating,
what if they're all catching the same? They're all dominating?
No. What I'm saying is, when one suddenly starts catching, you start switching over until you. It's like, okay.
I go down the school. It's more about your technique and your skill of feeling it. And
when you have the same bait on two of them, and the one is night and day difference, like 6-1, 7-1.
You know, I've seen you in a boat catch three fish and me none. I just figured you were cheating. None of Don. Well, I mean, maybe you got a different action.
Well,
than
not
I
that I especially tied your rigs or anything, Don.
Well, on that particular, but you weren't in my boat at that time.
I did do that. Well, tell you what, we are going to come back. We're going to have some stories. We're going to talk a little bit about the sturgeon spearing. We're going to talk a little bit about out-of-the-box hunting tactics. And I think you're going to want to hang out because it's going to be some good stuff. Hang tight. Be right back.